Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
The first key in saving, you know, you just have to spend less than what you're earning. An average Australian would be spending on food like $100 per person a week.
A week.
For a couple, that's roughly around $200 a week. So that's roughly around mga $800 a month.
Wow.
That includes a little bit of eating out.
Okay. Diba?
But if you think about it, there are ways to actually bring it down a week. So that's planning your meals is very important.
Mm-mm.
And then at the end of the day, pag kasi you prepare dinner, diba, you make sure may mga leftovers. The leftovers, you bring it to the office the next day. You know how much you spend when you eat out. Going to a fast food, minimum $10. And when you eat out, going to a fast food, minimum $10.
That's just for one...
For one meal.
One meal.
Oh, diba? So if you multiply that by 5, at the end of the week, you spend $50 a week. That's $200 a month.
Ang bigat.
Oh, if you're a couple and you don't actually make baon,
mm-mm,
that's roughly around magkano na naman, diba? That's about $400 for a couple.
Oh.
Next is coffee. We love our coffees. Minimum for a small cup is $3.50. And if you think about it, it's not difficult to make coffee.
Aye.
Like a 250 gram of coffee will make you around 30 cups or 50 cups. When I actually computed, so it's just about 30 cents as opposed to $3.50. Mm-mm. You save more than $3. Budgeting is very important. You have to know where your money goes to every month, every time you receive your salary. And we have apps, di ba? Pagka medyo ano ka na, technically savvy, there are apps out there. Or even your banks actually have platforms in such a way that every time you spend, they're able to categorize your spending. And you know how much is being actually spent on food or recreation or on your insurances and all that. And if you can budget, I mean, like, let's say, reviewing your insurances. How much you pay for the insurances and then looking for alternative insurances na mas mababa ang premiums mo. Or if you have a mortgage, reviewing your mortgage at this time, it doesn't start at 2%, 2.8, 2.9, then you're paying much more. If you're paying around 4% for your mortgage, something you have to think about. Because a 1% difference would mean savings of $5,000 a year for a 500,000 mortgage. So that's one also. You also have to review your phone plans. How much are you paying a month for your phone, diba?
Po ba ang acceptable gastusin para sa phone plan?
Well, my husband spends like $25 per month for a prepaid phone plan. Yeah, with so many gigabytes of data that he can use that he can't even consume.
Right.
These are things you have to review every month. And of course, yung electricity, your gas bills, diba? And there are ways, you know, you Google online. How can you save on your electricity, your water bills, and all that? So these are things that you can actually do more savings of. And I also noticed that a lot of Filipinos are actually into online shopping.
Oh, okay. God.
That can also be very addicting.
Mm-mm.
And if you think about it, there are ways for them to buy this purchase like anything expensive using Afterpay.
Nakaka-empower nga daw po.
Yeah, because it's easy for them to get it online. There's an app, you register, and then of course they actually allow you to purchase stuff online using the Afterpay. With, you know, it's easy on the pocket kasi it's all for equal monthly installments.
Playing paraan kung paano ngayon dahan-dahang makakapag-ipon. Kasi nga, regarding yung budgeting, at what age do you think should parents introduce that concept to their children?
You know, that's so fun. Interesting, no? Filipinas are never taught about money.
Yun na nga po. Hindi ko din natutunan sa magulang ko yan. natutunan ko yan sa mga kaibigan.
Yeah, and so I think at an early age, we have to learn that. Even in other countries are already adopting that. Teaching children about money and finances.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why a lot of people don't understand investing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand yung mga difference between shares, term deposits, investing in properties and all that. So at an early age, it's something that actually has to be taught to the children in the next generation.
Kasi
tayo, we always associate money as something evil. But money is not evil as long as you understand how to use it.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.